deserves.
Back to the Universal Windows Direct Countdown to Kickoff, presented by GanleyAuto.com. It's the best team coverage of Browns football on game day on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Mike Slater, Nick Camino, Mark Muchbishop, Andre Knott, we are with you. We got lots of things in play today, so to speak. The Browns with a 4:05 kickoff as they take on the Chargers, and Ohio State waiting word, and we're going to get it momentarily, whether or not they will make the Final Four with a chance to play for the national championship. And right now, guys, Nick, I'll go to you. We've got the first three are in as the football playoff selections are being announced right now.
First three are in. We know Clemson is in at number one, and we will see who plays them between Ohio State and Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. But the other semifinals already set. Oklahoma number two versus Georgia. They will meet in the Rose Bowl.
And those games, New Year's Day, right?
New Year's Day.
Okay. So
what a matchup. Rose Bowl, huh?
Georgia going out to the Rose Bowl. Yeah. That's going to look a little bit weird out there.
Oklahoma but that'll be, too.
It'll be red. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be.
Once brought up something to me. Tell him what you said.
About
Woody.
Oh, you know what? Whoever's playing Clemson, that's a home game for Clemson.
Yeah.
In you know, the Sugar Bowl. Yeah. In the
tell Urban, don't be tackling
yeah,
anybody.
No.
Whoa. Alabama will play.
Bama's four.
Ohio State left out.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't think it would bother me. Guess what? It bothers
Throw
me.
Throw the water
I didn't think it would bother me. But we now won the Civil War, okay? And is that their comeback to us? Putting Bama in? We're in charge. They're not in charge.
Alabama, Nick Saban's one-loss Crimson Tide. And Ohio State will be five.
And USC probably six.
And they would meet where?
Wisconsin again. They're not going to make us play Wisconsin.
No, I don't think so. Ohio State will play USC.
But wait. And I don't want to be this guy.
You can't.
How the hell can Wisconsin be six and they just beat them last night, but you don't go past Alabama?
Yeah, that's. USC would beat Wisconsin, too, by the way.
Like, how are two Big Ten teams five and all six, right, but you don't have
so,
either of them?
All right,
there goes Jay.
Alabama is four. They will play Clemson in the Sugar Bowl. Mm-hmm. Four in the semifinals, basically the playoffs, and it'll be Georgia and Oklahoma, the other semifinal. Ohio State knocked out.
Was it Iowa?
Yes.
Had to be.
In the room when they're talking, they're saying,
What was it?
They lost 55.
55-24.
They're going to say an average to fair team put 55 on them. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's the killer.
And I can't fight that.
What about
two losses? I don't like Wisconsin being six. If you have the 5-6 team and you've beaten that team, how are you not?
Yeah. Nah. Two SEC teams.
Here's the thing. Do you think last year played a part in Ohio State getting blown out by Clemson? The committee feels like, you know what, we got to show good TV.
And remember, Ohio State didn't play in the Big Ten championship game last year, and they put them in because of that. That plays into it, too.
Yep.
You know, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. No. And you can make a case, a one-loss Bama team. And I guess Phil Savage was right.
Yeah, well, that's to a point, right?
Snipes,
that's the question I have. If Ohio State goes out and puts up 48-50 last night and dominates Wisconsin, do you think that changes the theories and the mindset of the guys that made these picks?
I think maybe it would have.
I think
Phil made a great point when we had him on earlier this week.
The chairman of the college football playoff said that 5 through 8, they're virtually in a dead heat. The reality is they put them 5 and 8, respectively. I think Ohio State would have to beat Wisconsin like they did 4 years or 3 years ago, 59-0, for the Bucks to get in it. I think anything short of that would put Alabama in the playoff as an 11-1 non-conference champion.
There it is.
He's right.
They're in.
He's right. And I will say this, as much as I thought Ohio State should be in, I keep saying they've never played up to the standard they should have for four quarters. Last night was a perfect example of it. They have no one to blame but themselves.
I agree with that.
They don't.
You know, 10-2, that Iowa loss.
You guys aren't going to like this. It looks like Ohio State could play UCF in the bowl game. This is just...
What? What are you getting there, Nick?
Brett McMurphy has Orange Bowl, Wisconsin versus Miami. and they're thinking that Ohio State would play.
This is going to be. Where's USC going?
UCF.
Yeah, who's UCF going?
They didn't say yet. We'll keep it up.
Why would the Fiesta want USC Ohio State?
Yeah, or why wouldn't the Orange want Ohio State?
I don't know.
Why can't the Browns win a game?
I don't want to see Ohio State play UCF. That would just be brutal.
You want to check? I want to check cell phones. I want to see who Jim Delaney, who runs the Big Ten. I would love to see what his cell phone's doing right now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I would love to see what Jim Delaney, who he's calling and who he's talking to and who he's complaining to right now.
Wow. Well, Alabama, Clemson. You got to give Alabama a shot there. Yeah,
absolutely.
One they can loss,
line of scrimmage,
lost
they
in the Iron Bowl. I think they deserve it.
I'll say this, and I'm not a big Saban guy, but I heard him last night, and he said, we lost at Auburn in a rivalry game, a hard place to play. That's our only blip on the screen. He's right. Where Ohio State's sitting there fighting, and you have no excuse for going to Kinnick Stadium and getting shellacked.
Yeah, like, lost by 15 at home to Oklahoma,
and
too.
You lost to Oklahoma at home.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I don't like it, but you got to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you look at it that way, even though, again, though, this is a committee, and I think that's where we were kind of looking at it from the Ohio State angle, that they won their conference championship.
Right.
And in fact, when we had the show on, the lead line is conference championship.
I know.
And they beat an undefeated team.
It seems like the committee.
An undefeated team to win the championship.
Yeah. It seems like the committee has some. They need to clarify kind of what they look at a little bit more for people, because now you have a situation like this where we don't know what's more important. Is it the conference championship? Is it two losses? Is it, we're kind of. It's kind of a gray area.
What, though, Nick? I think you just answered your question. I think they like this. This is the best.
Nice is right.
This has us talking on a football.
On an NFL Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we have a winless football team.
But we're all doing it.
But
this is going on everywhere.
But I think this is everywhere.
Yeah.
The NFL, like the national pregame shows right now on Fox and CBS, they're doing college right now.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And I think Snipes, you're right. He hit on it. They don't want you to have all the answers. They want us to be able, because it's in the eye of the beholder. What is the beauty of the top four teams? We can build it up for Oklahoma. All of them have lost. Like, think about it. We don't have a flawless team this year. So in the eye of the beholder, they would rather see it. And I kind of agree. Ohio State, we don't know who's going to show up. As much as the homer in me goes, I want to see them. At the same time, I go, I don't know if I want to see them play because I don't know who's going to show up. I kind of get it, and I don't think they're ever going to tell us exactly why. They're going to give us a couple rules, but they're not going to tell you why.
Well, and the thing is with football, it's not like the basketball tournament where you go to the tournament, you win or lose on the floor. Football, there's always going to be a debate. If you have four teams, it'll be the fifth. Yeah. If you have eight, it'll be the ninth. It will always be that way. And that's why there will be debate. And I'm sure it goes on in that meeting. And I think Ohio State had some heavy credentials. I think, though, what it does tell me, Munch, is that they really aren't really listening to, maybe what the networks want here. Because I do think an Ohio State draw, it's proven. And when you look at the teams that are left, you've got really three teams from the South and then Oklahoma. I mean, Ohio State would have been a nice fill in there in terms of ratings when you get to that.
And the West Coast people were saying the same thing about USC.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt. No one travels like the Ohio State Buckeyes. And there's some economic factor in there, too. Is it the Saban? I mean, if you go Saban and Urban, it's got to be a toss-up. Is it SEC being stronger in the Big Ten, more popular as a conference rather than Ohio State, more popular nationally than Alabama?
That's the conversation I think that needs to be had. This comes down
SEC
to SEC
over Big Ten.
Yes, this comes down to SEC over Big Ten. And despite Penn State jumping up and being a top five team, despite Wisconsin jumping up being a top five team, Ohio State was a top five team. At the end of the day, they got in that room and they said the SEC is better than the Big Ten. And I don't know. And we all thought when Urban came, and we may not like it, but when Urban came here, Penn State started playing good ball, we all started saying, all right, the Big Ten's getting some respect. Not all the way. Hey, Harbaugh, can you win a couple big games?
Gosh, in the last game?
Seriously.
His big win this year was Minnesota, who got drilled by Northwestern.
Right. Think about that. And here's the other thing.
Lovie Smith. We need Illinois of the world to get better, right?
They don't count. But seriously, the Northwestern was one of the better teams with Pat Fitzgerald. I mean, here's the other thing that does bother me about, if you want to talk about quality wins, Alabama's one of their big wins they were touting was number 25, Fresno State. Fresno State went out and lost yesterday to
Boise State.
So, Snipes, I don't know what the prerequisites are. I don't.
I think you touched on it, though. Bama's what Saban said. hey, our lone loss at Auburn, you know, big rivalry game.
It's like losing to the U of M. Yeah.
Right. If we, that was
our only
say.
Loss.
Right. If that
and
was
these guys
loss.
Lose two, they give up 55 anywhere.
Again, to an average team.
Yeah. Again, it wasn't like they were playing Clemson right.
But let me say this. What does it matter having a tough conference? If you are Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, or Clemson, what's the point of playing tough games? Because Ohio State Buckeyes had a tougher schedule than Alabama.
True.
Right? I mean, they played Oklahoma. Even though it was at home, they went to Oklahoma last year. Alabama hasn't done that. When Alabama has not played a top 12 team on the road since Saban got there.
Yeah.
That, like, other than their SEC teams. Ohio State is scheduling. I mean, back in the day, remember, we basically would play the MAC. When Trestle was here, we'd play Bowling Green, OU, Akron.
You get Youngstown down there.
Youngstown was there. What is the point? And I said this to Munch earlier. Hey, if you're Urban, are you calling up Gene Smith saying, you know what then? We'll play Bolden Wallace next year. We'll go play.
Yeah, drop a couple of them. Yeah.
Let drop Youngstown State in here. Let's give them $1 million.
Because you know Pliny would play them.
Absolutely, he would.
Vegas odds makers have said what they think. Alabama, a 2.5-point favorite over Clemson.
Wow.
Georgia, a 1-point favorite over Oklahoma.
So Vegas is saying SEC is strong.
Yeah. And so what do you think the Buckeyes would have been against Clemson, Nick?
They said double digits.
What?
Double digits.
10-point dogs?
Yeah, 10-point dogs to Clemson.
And Bama's favorite against them.
And Bama's favorite
against
them.
Well, then that the guys that have no heart, they answered it for us.
There you go.
Why didn't we check with them earlier, Nick?
I didn't know.
Bottom line, what we should have done.
We should have.
That
would have told us all we needed to know.
You can't lose to Iowa. You can't. That's what it comes down to.
You can't lose to Iowa. And give up 55.
Yes.
But what is the point of having a tough schedule?
And you want your championship, but they tell you that that's the biggest criteria.
Right.
I'm going to look up the non-conference schedules next season for Alabama and Ohio State. Ohio State plays TCU next year. I know that at Jerry World, at where the Cowboys play.
Well, work that in around your trip for Vegas with a baseball.
I'll do that, too.
I mean, we're not... It's not even Christmas of 2017.
We'll do that.
He's got 2018 planned.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I love the kids. Don't
the Browns have won a game by the time Nick goes to the winter meeting.
I doubt it. But you know what? The people will still say they're okay with it. Oh, kids, you know what, man? You know what these are the same people? They'd be first in line in Guyana with Jim Jones. Let me have some of that cyanide.
Kool-Aid.
My God, people.
This is the Universal Windows Direct Countdown to Kickoff Show presented by Gailey. We'll take a break on News Radio WTAM 1100.